Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been a wild year.
Increasing inflation.
Israel.
Ukraine.
Syria.
What a year.
47th president and your 45th president.
And what happens in 2025?
Act of terrorism.
New Congress.
House Speaker.
Happens here.
Buckle your seatbelts.
97.3. The Sky.
Good morning and welcome to another Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. It is 8:06, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy here as well. And you still have winter weather warnings in effect for much of the area. So if you're going to be on the roadways, especially Gainesville and north, be careful because you could have plummeting temperatures that could go below freezing. And they're right, very close right now. And that would create icy conditions. And none of us want that. So be very aware of that. And I hope I didn't create confusion. Most of the area schools are closed today. Marion County schools are open. The only thing closed is any of their after-school or extracurricular activities will be closed today and tomorrow. All right, joining us right now, fresh from the big ball, the big party, the big inauguration, Congresswoman Kat Kamick. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. I hope you guys are staying warm in the frozen tundra of Florida.
Yeah, I mean, you probably saw some video, some of the snowfall when you got out to the west, Pensacola and stuff like that, and some even closer to us. But we know the temperatures plummeted in D.C. as well. But, you know, you were in the heat of the inauguration, the heat of the party, the heat generated by rubbing elbows with the rich and famous. So basically, what was it like? Give us your experience.
Well, it was definitely exciting. Frigid, freezing cold, like you can't imagine. My husband, Matt, who you all know very well, he's actually on a plane back to Gainesville as we speak. And he looks like he has been trekking through Antarctica. The Florida boy is not doing well in the cold. But it was fantastic. We had so many different events, and I'm really proud of our team for how they managed to really be flexible with all the changes that were going on. From, you know, we had this great inauguration ceremony outside that was planned. It had been under construction for months, and a last minute audible was called to move it indoors. And so we were scrambling to help accommodate everyone who had made the trek up here to DC. So we were hosting constituents for lunches, tours, receptions. We have definitely tuckered ourselves out. The balls were beautiful, absolutely fantastic. I think I went to maybe 8 or 9.
Wow.
I will say, though, you know, there just gets to a point where you can only go to so many dang balls before you start getting antsy and you're like, it's time to get to work. Like, I can only stand around for so long.
All right. Now I want you to name drop. I saw some photos. Who are some of the famous people that you've got some photo ops with?
Ooh, I mean, it seemed like everybody was in town for sure. So to give you an idea of just how crazy it was up here, I ended up standing in line in between the Argentinian president and the Italian prime minister, and we were snapping selfies. And then that was at inauguration for the ceremony. And then after the ceremony, I was waiting to try to get down the steps out of the Capitol, and Joe Rogan and I are standing there just kind of cutting up. And then next thing I know, Tucker Carlson and I are having a conversation about regulation and hunting, which I don't know if people know this. I did not know this. Tucker's favorite place to hunt is Gilchrist County. And so he is a regular presence out there. So for all our friends in Gilchrist County, you could probably expect to see him soon. We're gonna do a thing out there. Let me see who else. Paula Deen randomly crashed our inaugural watch party. That was interesting. Next thing I know, she's floating around the room at our party. Mel Gibson. My husband almost got into a fight with Conor McGregor.
What?
Yes.
Was he flirting? He was probably flirting with you, wasn't he?
He was. He was getting a little handsy and a little fresh. And as I was trying to pull away, my husband is looking at me, and he's inching forward. And, of course, Conor McGregor's security guard is standing right next to Matt. And Matt, in his later, says, you know, he's like, well, I haven't been in a fight since, you know, probably in the last 15, 20 years. He's like, of course it has to be Conor McGregor that I have to punch.
Yeah, because that might be the last go-around you have, you know? Just exactly. Saying, that might have not went well.
Yeah, so it was fantastic. I mean, everybody was in town. I mean, you couldn't turn a corner without running into a familiar face. And that just really speaks to the excitement around President Trump and what he is doing, what he is trying to get done for our country and really the world. So it was fantastic. I will say the logistics were horrible to all of our folks from back home who made the trek. God bless you. I know it was a disaster. They had roads closed for hours. I mean, it was basically impossible to get around, but thank you to everyone who made the trek.
All right. What'd you do about your shoes? Did you continue wearing the tennis shoes throughout the festivities?
Listen, we all know the song, you know, Country Boy Will Survive. Mm-hmm. Well, the Country Girl will survive as well. We had been moving around so much that I had left my bag with my heels back at the office, and we're getting ready for night three of balls. And I'm in the evening gown. I'm ready to go. Hair and makeup done. I open up the bag, and all I've got is a pair of tennis shoes and flip-flops.
Wow.
And so I'm like, well, the tennis shoes are clean. So, hey, we're gonna rock and roll with it. And so thankfully, though, I did, because about 6 hours later, my feet weren't hurting like all the other women who were both frigid and absolutely aching. I mean, and let me tell you, the fashion up here was incredible. We all saw Melania and Ivanka.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Usha, they all looked absolutely gorgeous. So, so beautiful. I mean, it really does feel like the golden age is upon us, but also class is back, you know, just elegance and grace.
All right. One last question. We'll let you go. Top priorities for this new Congress. What do you want to try to dig into ASAP?
I mean, border security. That is one thing that I must have spoken to Tom Homan every day in the past week. And they are in the middle of deploying troops now to the border. There is a caravan getting ready to try to storm the border, so we can probably anticipate some clashes here. We have to secure that border immediately, but then the interior enforcement element is going to be very, very tough, because we have a lot of states that don't want to participate. They want to play hardball with the feds. There's going to be a lot of back and forth and gnashing of teeth. So border security for sure. And then we have got to drill, baby, drill. We've got to get that energy price down so that the goods, services, everything, we have to bring down the cost of everyday living. So that's a big one. And then, you know me, Bob, regulations. We have to get rid of these regulations. That's really what the swamp is all about, is controlling people and making them dependent on government. We have to break that.
Right on. Well, you got your work cut out for you, and the smartest mistake you ever made was not having your heels on with that long day and night that you had. But Congresswoman Kat Kamick, we always appreciate your time on the air, and keep fighting the good fight.
Hey, appreciate y'all so much. Please stay warm, stay safe, and we will be seeing y'all very soon.
Sounds great. Take care.
I'm just glad Matt's making it back without, you know, a broken nose or anything like that, or international incident or something like that. So that's good.
He's probably just still waiting for his mustache to thaw.
Yes.
That's a big old bushy thing.
I'm telling you.
He probably had a pound of ice contained that thing alone with that weather. And
that classic fireman look. Gotta love it. Gotta love it.
It's 8:15 already. Can you believe it? It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We still have weather warnings in place, and especially if you're Gainesville and north, there still is a chance that ice could form on roadways. Hazardous conditions. Stay home if you can. More information about that and everything else going on next on 97.3 The Sky.
More freedom, restoring constitutional order.
Three weekdays.
If we're looking at a weaponized FBI, then what we have to do is restore these things to their former greatness.
On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It is 8:20. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Wet road conditions all around our listening area. Most of your schools are closed, but not Marion County. They are in session today. They just closed off their after-school programs today and tomorrow, but they are in school. Pretty much everybody else within the listening area are not in school today, but should be back to normal tomorrow. That's the expectation, unless something changes. If you're north of the Gainesville area or traveling north of the Gainesville area, really keep an eye on road conditions and temperatures, because if they drop into freezing, which they really haven't yet, if they drop into freezing, you're going to have ice forming, especially, you know, on bridges and things like that.
Yeah, so far we're missing the bullet for Marion and Alachua counties.
Been very fortunate. I mean, you know, snow is pretty, but what you get in between is generally not too good. And a special election going on for Florida's 6th Congressional District, and early voting is already taking place. We got a call from somebody kind of, you know, just reminding us that that is going on. So early voting has begun. So make sure you take advantage of that. And this is the seat that was left open by Mike Waltz, and serving as the national security advisor, which was a great pick. And we were fortunate enough to speak to him on several occasions, both on the air and in person. And there's nothing not to like about this guy, Mike Waltz, you know, Green Beret. And so he will be utilized by President Trump. And so there's a seat left vacant as a result of that. And that's what this is about. So you've got Democrats and Republicans, basically, you know, it's a primary. And then the general election itself will be on April the 1st. But, you know, help to narrow it down who you want. Republican voters can choose between, what do we got, Aaron Baker, Randy Fine, and Essen Jorder. I think that's Aaron Bean. I think this might be a typo here. Anyway, so do your homework. Pay attention.
Yep.
Vote appropriately.
Sky listener checking in from Alachua says getting a mix of rain and sleet there.
Where is this? In Alachua?
Alachua. Or Alachua for some of you.
Alachua, yeah.
Prefer that, yes. So that's what they're telling us. And it was a little slippery in his sneakers out there on the sidewalk this morning.
Ooh.
So be careful.
I remember
Sliding down driveways and sidewaks trying to get to your
a few
car.
Years back, I was in Orlando, and it was like a Saturday morning, and I came out of my shed. Yeah. Not a big shed, but I did have a little bit of a kind of a ramp to get the lawnmower out or whatever. And I hit that coming out.
For whatever reason,
didn't notice on the way in. The way out, to watch your feet go above your head, and it happens in slow motion, even though it happens very quickly. Your feet are up there, and you know what's coming next.
Oh, it's going to hurt.
When you hit the ground.
And it's going to hurt. Yeah.
Yeah. And man, they knocked the wind right out of me.
Don't miss those days.
Yeah, ice, treacherous and tricky. So it's Congressman Brian Babin out of Texas introduced the Birthright Citizenship Act on Tuesday to support President Donald Trump's executive order to stop the abuse of U.S. citizenship. This bill is one of many expected to be filed in the coming days. And so this one talks about the birthright citizenship. You know how it presently stands in the way it's been for a long time, that you know, a child born on U.S. soil is granted U.S. citizenship. And because we've been overrun and people have actually, you know, taken advantage of that rule, maybe it is time to kind of reel that in or tweak it. He said, one of the most flouted, abused, and exploited parts of our government and our immigration system, our border security system, has been the birthright citizenship. And he said, this is a misrepresentation or a misinterpretation of the 14th Amendment of the Constitution. And Dr. Babin explained that The 14th Amendment was never intended by its authors of the mid-19th century to confer U.S. citizenship to people who are illegally in the United States. And he said the bill that he is putting together is a really simple bill. And he said automatic citizenship is granted only to children born in the U.S. with at least one parent who is, number one, a U.S. citizen or a national, and number two, a lawful permanent resident, not an illegal alien. And number three, a lawful immigrant who is serving in the U.S. Armed Forces. So you would, you know, them having a child would also be considered, they would be granted citizenship.
So it's actually been misused for a long time, apparently.
Well, again, it depends on how you interpret the amendments and
intent.
And this would probably, this, no matter what they do in terms of law, if they change anything, it will bring challenges. And eventually, sure, I would think the Supreme Court will have to answer to that.
Yeah.
That would be my guess on that. But yeah, we certainly need to look at all of the things in areas that, well, need to be fixed, secured.
Yeah.
We've been overrun, and I've said it before. We haven't felt even come close to feeling the full effects of the illegal immigration issue. The vast amount of people have come, and so many that we don't know who they are, and we don't know what their goals, intentions, and mission is here in the U.S.
Well, you look at what we have seen, you know, the stuff out in Denver with the gangs, the situations of people fighting police in the streets of New York City. I mean, if those are the ones that are not being sneaky or trying to conceal themselves and don't care how they act and don't give a rip who finds out, the more serious ones are the ones that we haven't heard from and the ones that we have to be concerned about.
Yep. If you're Congresswoman Kat Kamick said on the air with us just a few minutes ago, I mean, they've got a lot of work to do.
Yes.
And she's ready to roll up her sleeves, and they're gonna get to it. All right. We've got a lot more that we still want to cover and we want to talk about, and thankfully we've got about 90 minutes to do it. But the weather warning is one that we want to make sure that you know. Wet roads, definitely possible freezing temperatures, especially Gainesville and north. So you really want to be aware of that. Everything should start to sort of get back to normal, say around 10 a.m., give or take. Thanks for your patience. All right, it is 8:28, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
This is Sky News.
For the nomination of Pam Bondi.
We have got to work together to make America safe again.
Trending stories.
Marco Rubio, State Department.
And why they matter.
Strong America engaged in the world.
North Central Florida's news station.
A ceasefire deal has been reached between Israel and Hamas.
Our Attorney General, Ashley Moody, will serve as our next U.S. Senator.
I'm ready to show up and fight for this nation.
On air and everywhere on the Odyssey app. News Talk 97.3, The Sky. As we enter a new era.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime realignment that will lead America for generations to come.
History.
Isn't it nice to win?
Happens here. This is News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It is 8:33. Let's pump it up on a happy Hump Day Trump Day. And the only thing holding us back really is just the weather and, you know, it's Florida weather. We got some wet stuff. But to the north of Gainesville, they're actually getting kind of a wintry mix at times. So you can imagine as temperatures drop, that could become a real problem. Again, you know, don't be on the roadways if you don't have to be until around midday today. That's kind of your basic broad warning there. To the south of Gainesville, looking pretty good. Doubt there's going to be any ice related issues coming your way. All right. But I did mention something earlier, and I hate it that I made an error.
A what?
I made a mistake.
I
always own up to them.
Oh, yeah, you do.
I thought I was, you know, smarter than the average bear because the Democrat contenders, there's a couple of them, and this is the primary to fill the seat for Mike Waltz, who went on to be what I think will be a great pick as a national security advisor for Donald Trump. Anyway, so it is both a Democratic and a Republican primary, and the Republicans in there are Aaron Baker, Randy Fine, that's the one that Trump apparently has endorsed, and then there's Ehsan Jorder, if I'm getting that right. But I said, instead of Aaron Baker, I said Aaron Bean. And if you're wondering, like, what hat I pulled that out of, he is a congressman. He's the 4th District. This is for the 6th District. And so just me thinking I knew it all.
Oh.
I'm trying to head off a mistake at the pass.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh. I had a 50-50 shot, Greg.
Yeah, hey, look.
50.
Those are good odds. People buy lottery tickets that don't have those odds. So, you know.
Yeah. Here's, listen to this. All right. Speaking of Trump and appointees and all that, President Donald Trump has promised to usher in a new era in America's top investigative unit, the FBI, with day one changes being implemented as key senior roles reassigned. The agency's shakeup began when former FBI Director Christopher Wray, who was nominated by Trump initially in the first administration, announced last month that he would step down from his post. Yeah, that's nice. They basically gave the nod to him, like, you can step down or, well, you know. I think we pretty much already knew that Kash Patel was going to be the guy. But anyway, hours before Trump was sworn in, acting director Paul Abate similarly stepped down. The Associated Press reported, citing a person familiar with the matter, longtime head of the Justice Department's Office of International Affairs, Bruce Schwartz, reassigned. I told you about that earlier. And that may have to do with Pam Bondi coming in as head of the DOJ. All right. So you've got a lot of things that are happening at, I would say, a pretty good clip. I mean, things are moving right along. And so these hopefully these are, they're going to clean house and say, look, the political shenanigans and hackery just can't be allowed. Kash Patel will begin as he begins his Senate confirmation process. The hearing is scheduled for 1 week from today. All right. And, you know, the sooner the better to get these folks in place, for sure. So we'll continue to follow up on that. And all of the other things that are going on in Washington, which there's plenty of. Then there's a couple surprises. Now, look, you've seen some of the billionaires. I mean, it was a billionaires club at the inauguration. Of course, the left goes crazy about that. They're all oligarchs. You know, it was different when they were the Democrats oligarchs. Well, no. These people are great, right? Like Jeff Bezos, he was there at the inauguration. And interesting stuff going on there. But wait, here's another one for you. Now, Ben and Jerry's, you know, the ice cream folks, they've been, I thought, and I believe I can back this up, left of center with their their politics.
Absolutely.
And again, there may be a shift here. And Ben Cohen, you know, one of the, the folks that, one of the co-founders, he said that he is throwing his support behind Elon Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency. And he's actually launching a new meme contest. Yep. And he posted this on X that he's launching the Doge versus Blob website as a way of backing the department. Pentagon bureaucrats torch $2 million of taxpayer money every minute. So he's going to be part of the movement, shall we say, that's going to help to fight waste and overspending. Cohen linked to the website and told followers that they could enter for free up to 9 days, 9 times a day for the next 100 days. And he will select the two best memes for the grand prize of 10,000 Doge coins each. Wow. Unelected bureaucrats in Washington are torching $2 million of taxpayer money every day. It is crazy. Yeah. Actually, it says every minute.
I was going to say every day is not. Yeah, that's minute.
Every minute, my bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is crazy.
It's weird when it's like, oh, it's a day? It's not too bad. Every minute?
No, every minute. Yeah, not even every hour.
No.
Every minute.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, hopefully we'll make some inroads. We'll get some things done. Panama Canal? Jimmy Carter says, Panama, you can have it back.
I never understood.
You know, well, 38,000 people died making it.
Yeah.
It was, I think, the biggest expenditure of building of, you know, capital expense in history up to that point for us, for the U.S. 38,000 lives.
Wow.
Spent more money than was ever spent on any project before.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah, they would just give it back to him. Just
Jimmy Carter. We're going to give it back to Panama, which I don't know.
It sounded
politically
nice,
was going on at the time. Yeah. It may have made some sense. Although, again, it's kind of like, you know, we built it.
Yeah.
I know that it generated revenue for the Panamanian government.
Right.
So, and it is such a strategic, well, but, you know, both economically and strategic. It's tremendously important.
Yeah.
And basically, China's running it. Now, the Panamanians disagree. They don't think that's the case. But, I mean, Trump spelled it out. He said, look, Jimmy Carter was given the Panama Canal to Panama. Well, you give it to China, and China's who's running it. We're taking it back. And apparently Russia has, you know, they have thrown in their two cents. The foreign ministry says, you should, follow through with the current international agreement and leave it in the control of the nation of Panama. Well, yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah.
It might be on paper in control of the nation of Panama, but we know they're not actually really operating it. So we'll see what information can flow. I believe we can probably make the case that China's been in charge, and that I would think you'd say, look, this does violate the terms of our agreement. We agreed that Panama was going to take it back, not China. And, you know, Trump accused the Central American country of letting China dominate the critical maritime trade route and leaving U.S. ships getting ripped off in the process. 38,000 lives lost in that project.
That doesn't even seem fathomable, does it?
Well, I think malaria was probably the big deal.
Oh, then. About that. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. But then they vaccinated everybody, and a million died. Yeah. Sorry.
What? Fauci was around then? What?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Serpents?
Yeah. Oh,
They live forever. All right. White House has said, okay, all the DEI stuff, all the offices done, closed. And on top of that, the workers, don't worry, they're going to still be paid. They'll be on paid leave. I don't know how temporary or long-lasting that'll be, or if they'll find another department for some of these people to work in. But I thought it was interesting that they're, like, making sure that there's not any efforts to disguise the DEI programs by using coded or imprecise language. In other words, we're on to the game. At universities, they'll say, oh, yeah, we closed our DEI office, like at UF. But then several people talk to me, in private.
Well, just because the sign comes down.
Yeah. Said, oh, no. They are still utilizing, that way, I guess, in hiring practices, et cetera. Yeah, and it's wrong. It goes against everything that, you know, Martin Luther King Jr. stood for. And it was just, for the life of me, I still can't fully understand why the left, why they would embrace.
They just changed the way racism works is all they did. They just restructured racism.
Yeah.
That's all they did. Restructure it. It's new and improved racism. This will work.
Yeah.
No.
But it works. Maybe it works as well as gun control in Chicago.
Boy. Hope it works better than that.
13 people were shot, one of them fatally. That's actually a very slow weekend in Chicago. Really, all jokes aside.
It is.
CBS News first reported it. Just a couple of people, 25 and 29-year-olds, walking down a West Belden Avenue when one of them was shot in the head.
Oh, that's awful.
And apparently they believe it came from a passing vehicle. So, Chicago.
Sound like we need car bans in Chicago.
If you think you can just write something down, say this is a law and expect bad people to obey it, you know that doesn't work. Everybody knows that.
Otherwise, it wouldn't need jails.
All you do is make it more difficult for law-abiding citizens to protect themselves and others.
Yep.
And it infringes on our God-given rights. It's 8:45. Don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast is available not just for pod people, but for everybody. Go wherever you normally download your podcast, click subscribe, and you're in 97.3 The Sky.
People say this election is about the middle class and working people.
Six weeknights.
But no, it wasn't. This election was about we the people, individual rights that you've stolen. Regardless of class.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. I hope you're enjoying a happy hump day, Trump day. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 8:49. Let's call it 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. What the heck, right? Hey. Freezing temps is what we're worried about, and so far we've been pretty fortunate. If you're south of Gainesville, you're in good shape, okay? If you're north of Gainesville, still a little bit of a window here where we could have some issues and problems, could be getting a wintry mix to the north, so just be very, very aware, and the temperatures could still drop a little bit before they turn back around. You know how that happens. Usually in the 9 o'clock hour, things tend to shift back up a little bit. We'll see. Better safe than sorry, because with the wet roads, if we have freezing temps, that's not a good combination, and that's why most of your schools in the area have closed, with the exception of Marion County schools. They are open, but no after-school programs today or tomorrow. But most of your schools in the area should be back open tomorrow, business as usual. But hazardous driving conditions still in effect for north of Gainesville. Be careful.
But as they are saying, it's moving through. It's moving to the east, so we'll just probably at this point just still see some rain. So fortunately, it is getting better, not getting worse.
I had one of those nights where I didn't sleep that well because I was anticipating what the weather was going to do, because I've got the longish track. I'm not complaining, but, I drive in from Keystone, and the good news is there's nobody on the road that time of the morning. The bad news is if I go slip sliding off the pavement, there's not a lot of traffic out there.
Nobody's there to help.
Who's going to help and rescue me?
That's right.
So, yeah, I brought magma. So, the big truck today. And watched the temperature is what I did.
That's smart.
And it looked like a consistent 34 all the way in. And there were times when, I'm telling you, the rain was coming down fairly hard. If we would have got freezing conditions, could have been really quite the mess. And
an inch of rain is a foot of snow.
Is it that much?
It is. Yeah, can you imagine?
Been a long time since I lived in Michigan.
That's true.
I know the conversion is quite a bit of snow per inch of rain, but yeah.
Yep.
That is, and they got some of it in Florida.
They did. You look up in the panhandle,
got a call from, what was it, Alachua earlier today?
Yeah, they were getting kind of a wintry mix of some sleet and rain a little bit earlier this morning, so yeah.
Yeah, nasty.
So be careful.
We need none of that. All right, so our golden age has begun. President Trump is, once again, President Trump. I like it.
Yeah.
It was so, former president and stuff. And the president-elect.
So awkward. Let's president just re-elect him and make it easy.
Yeah. January 6th, President Trump pardoned almost everyone convicted of crimes related to the events, ordered the Justice Department to drop charges. TikTok. The president ordered the Department of Justice to not enforce the ban for 75 days. So there's an additional period of time where hopefully they can work something out that puts our national security concerns number one, but then also, after that, after once that's done, then consider, the business aspects of it. But number one, there's got to be, you know, the data that was being collected by TikTok and all that. They've got to thoroughly address that. Otherwise, you know, I'm in favor of doing away with the whole thing. Donald Trump also declared a national emergency at the southern border, designated drug cartels as terrorists, and ended the U.S. refugee resettlement program. I mean, it is not a stretch to call the drug cartels terrorists. It's terrorizing when they're bringing in groups of people, many of which are already parts of gangs, have been imprisoned. And it is also creates terror when family members drop dead of what they would call, you know, an overdose, when it really it's fentanyl poisoning, when you were taking what you thought was, you know, a medication in a very small amount, but it turns out it was laced with a substantial amount of fentanyl. And it was the greatest source, killing people 18 to 45. And I believe that remains so until we can look at new numbers and new studies coming after, now that Trump has taken office and is clearly taking strong and decisive actions. Also ended the U.S. refugee resettlement program. The commandant of the U.S. Coast Guard fired for repeated operational failures and her obsession over DEI. Then there's the FBI. Trump revoked the security clearances for 51 FBI agents who lied about Hunter Biden's laptop. You know, people talked about that. If their security clearances should be taken away, when the story was still kind of, well, breaking, I guess you'd say. Now, the New York Post said, hey, we got Biden's laptop. It's the real deal. And the FBI was already working on the social media folks saying, yeah, any day now, we expect there's going to be some sort of Russian disinformation coming out and all that. Lo and behold, when the Post story broke, all the other social media is like, oh, yeah, yeah, the FBI said, that's it. And they pulled the plug. They pulled the plug on the nation's oldest newspaper, you know, without even giving it a chance with it before it could be vetted or anything. Absolutely wrong on so many different levels.
And then how long was it until one of the papers finally came out and said, guess what?
I think it was at least 9 months, and that was the early ones. Yeah,
like, oh, guess what? It really was what some of us thought it was.
Oh, and by the way, and this is important to note, that when these former FBI folks were signing off on that letter, they already knew that Hunter's laptop was the real deal. You know how they knew? They already had it in their possession.
Oh, man.
They already had it in their possession, and they knew it was the real deal. And yet they still went on and signed that letter because they wanted to negatively impact Trump or positively keep the heat off of Joe Biden and his.
You mean the weaponization of the Department of Justice agencies?
That's exactly what we're talking about.
I thought the Democrats warned us against that.
They go, please don't do that to us. We know what we did to you. No, don't do it.
Yeah, we know what that feels like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, he's revoked the security clearances for those 51. Yes, absolutely.
That's
great.
Awesome.
He's also withdrawn the United States from the World Health Organization. He explained that a little bit in part. And basically, you know, the World Health Organization is, you know, well, it's a branch of the United Nations.
Yes.
And too often they...
Yeah.
Have maybe a political agenda and some motivation there. But these are things that President Trump is addressing immediately, already has.
Nice.
I like that.
Love it.
Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, in fact, in just a few minutes, we're going to have the Florida Ag Commissioner, Wilton Simpson. Is this weather hurting my strawberries? And other relevant questions will be asked. That's coming up in just a few minutes. Right here on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on 97.3 The Sky.
This is Sky News.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
Trending stories.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States.
And why they matter.
From this moment on, America's decline is over.
Updates every 30 minutes. Breaking news at once.
I was saved by God to make America great again.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.